If the crop failed, the Soviet Union would come in and take its cut first and let the peasants starve. Medical and cultural conditions were appalling likewise, and moving to the city was not only unlikely, it was illegal. Simply put, the Soviet Union's peasants had reverted to serfdom. From Peter the Great's time on, Russia had embraced Western culture. Before long, Russian poets, painters, and scientists were numbered among the world's greatest. Lenin and most of his cohort were the well-educated spawn of the middle and upper classes, effectively denied a place in public life by institutionalized czarist idiocy. Many of the intelligentsia had once cared deeply about the revolutionary movement. They believed that the Bolsheviks' commitment to education for all included all forms of education. And indeed, this is one area where communist deeds did back up communist words. Under the Soviets, the literacy rate skyrocketed, while thousands of people who would never have seen the inside of a lecture hall received a college education. What Soviet college students were allowed to learn, they learned very well. Yet overall, the Soviet culture, especially under Stalin, became an intellectual desert.